This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Some time ago, I met Jean Guy online. Jean Guy Francoeur was kind enough to share his book and business growth vision with me. I loved his work and business growth ideas and methods and thought you, the listener, would enjoy hearing Jean Guy's ideas and wisdom too. Jean Guy Francoeur is the author of Messy Manager, 11.75 Principles to 2x Your Sales plus 3x Your Profits. JG was featured on the Success Today TV show and the Today Show and has written hundreds of articles for international business publications. He is best known for his ability to simplify marketing strategies that can double your sales and triple your profits. Thank you so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio, Jean Francoeur.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
So I know you're a very, very busy, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time to share some of your inspiration with our entrepreneurs. Right off the bat, I'm curious, who is Jean Guy Francoeur exactly?
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And I do thank you for making an effort and then pronouncing my name so well. So thank you on that. I appreciate that. Listen, I'm just a regular guy. I was born and raised in northern Canada in a place, city with probably 40,000 people in population. It's a small city, not a lot of opportunity. And just like everyone else, I felt that there was something bigger and better inside of me, and that there was something bigger and better for me to share with the world, for me to make a contribution, for me to contribute to others the way people had contributed to me. So, you know, a lot of people sort of look up at gurus and speakers and authors as super special. And my message to them is really that, you know, I'm just a normal guy, just like they are. Everyone listening to this radio station, I started right where they were, and so they could do it too. And that's sort of my message. I'm just a regular guy, my friend.
Well, tell us, I'm sure everyone always wants to know, what hurdles and obstacles did you have to jump over to make your dream a reality, and how hard was it? And did you ever think you were going to give up at one point?
Well, the answer is absolutely, you know, definitely, just like, again, everyone else, I've thought about giving up, and you know, I've persisted on. One of the most important things as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, is you really got to know why you're doing something. You know, there's a lot of people out there that appreciate Tony Robbins, who I'm a fan of as well, and I've spoken on platforms related to Tony. And here's the whole thing is, you know, you got to know the why. He calls himself the why guy, because you want to know why are you doing something. And a lot of people, when they get into obstacles and they start to, you know, run into the bumps and the hurdles, and that's normal. That happens every day, happens for me, happens for my business partners, happens for people that I associate with on a daily basis. And I mean people that are international best-selling authors and major contributors that have earned hundreds of millions of dollars. They have the same hurdles that the average Joe has. They have the same hurdles that I went through, and I went through those hurdles, and people can go through those hurdles as well. But you got to know the why. That's going to push you through. That's what's really important here.
What did you do during those down feeling times to stay in the game and keep plugging away?
Well, that's a great question, but I got to tell you, you know, I give, you know, now I speak on stages all over the world, and I give the same advice to people that I was given then, and when you're down in the dumps, you know, it's often difficult to stay positive, and I'm sure a lot of people feel like that with the economy the way it is and the challenge. But I'll tell you this, there's only one thing you can control, and that is your thoughts. You can control what goes on between your ears. You can control what kind of thoughts you think and what kind of energy you give to things. See, wherever the energy flows, that's where the power is going to go. So you have to make sure that you direct that properly. Make sure you focus on the positive things in your life. And when I was going through tough times, I would hear gurus like Tony Robbins and Jerry Roberts, who's my business partner today, and other gurus that I used to look up to and be mentored by. And they would tell me things like, just stick through it. Make sure you stay positive, stay focused, keep going towards your goal and remind yourself of why you're doing this. And at the time, I'm thinking, easy for you to say, I don't know how I'm going to get the meal tonight. I don't know how I'm going to eat. I don't know where I'm going to sleep. And I'm sure a lot of people feel like that. But the fact is now I give that same advice, because if I hadn't stayed strong in those days, I wouldn't have experienced the success I've experienced, and I wouldn't be able to help the millions of people that we help today. You know, we have people in our programs from over 26 countries all around the world, and now I get to travel, you know, a luxurious life and travel all over the world speaking and changing people's lives, consulting and helping business owners and entrepreneurs double their sales and triple their profits. And that could have never happened if I didn't stay positive, stay focused, and surround myself with a real positive atmosphere and a real positive environment. And that's something people can do in tough times, surround themselves with a nice positive atmosphere. Get out of that negative stuff. Get into a better environment.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Jean-Guy Francoeur. He is the author of Messy Manager, 11.75 Principles to 2x Your Sales plus 3x Your Profits. He is best known for his ability to simplify marketing strategies that can double your sales and triple your profits. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jean, what was the one big break that happened to let you know your idea was going to work, and how did that make you feel?
Well, over the last decade, I've built and sold half a dozen companies, and I think that the real first breakthrough was when I sold my first company. You know, I had been laboring at this point now for years. I had, you know, visions of grandeur of being an entrepreneur and building and selling companies, and that's what I wanted to do. And I saw it, you know, as making a difference for me, myself, making a difference for the population, making a difference for my friends and family and the people that are around us. And what I noticed was, after I sold my first company, I really feel the momentum shift. And I felt like I am doing this for a reason. There is a purpose behind it. I was able to change that person's life and really take them to the next level. And that really shifted me. It made a difference. It made an impact. And then I sold my second company, and at that point I thought, that's it, I've made it. Now I've made it, because I had sold it for a large enough figure that I didn't have to worry about money anymore. I thought, you know, I'll never live paycheck to paycheck. I'll have the capital to invest and build these companies. And funny enough, is that biggest breakthrough become my biggest, a year later, was my biggest hurdle. You know, the deal ended up going sour 12 months later. I ended up, the people who purchased it owed a bunch of money and left me in a real strapped situation. So what was my biggest breakthrough became my biggest obstacle. And I must tell you that the lesson I learned from that is you never got to take your foot off the gas. You're never going to get there. Success is not it's not a destination. It's a journey. And when I learned that, and I thought, this is exactly what this has taught me. And again, I was in the down days, and it was a tough time. I surrounded myself with positive people. I surrounded myself with a positive environment. I focused on what was good, and I focused on taking myself and my companies and my family to the next level. And I focused specifically on the good stuff and making sure I was going to the next level. And I tell you, it was not 3 months later, I merged and sold one of my companies into a much larger company, which took me to where I am today. Working with international best-selling authors all over the world, being business partners with some of the greatest people in the world, traveling all over the world, staying in exotic locations, and helping millions of people and thousands of people every day that take our programs in 26 different countries. And that never would have happened if I wouldn't have ran into that obstacle. So when people tell you that it's a good thing, all these obstacles are a good thing, even though you don't believe it at the time, it truly is. And I, you know, I'm sounding like those gurus I used to listen to, which is, you know, every obstacle is a good thing, you know, with every closed door is an open window. And that is the truth, because I've experienced it firsthand, and you will experience it firsthand too. People who persist and continue through their downfalls will notice, and they'll know, and they'll give this interview one day and say, he was right. That closed door ended up being an open window.
Speaking of the success that you've had, what kind of marketing did you create, and how did you sell that concept to others?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things that that I learned early on in my career was that the top income earners, when I started this, my first goal, I was making $20,000 a year. My first goal was to take my annual income and turn it into my monthly income. And it took me less than 12 months, and I did that. I ended up taking my annual income, made it my monthly income, and then I did it again and again, and I've done it twice since. So we're doing okay now, but one of the things that I learned early on was the top income earners are never chasing clients. The top business owners and business people and entrepreneurs are never chasing clients. They're not running after people trying to sell them things. They've positioned themselves in such a way where they can attract people to them. So instead of chasing and doing what's called, what I call push marketing, they've set themselves up to pull people in and almost magnetize themselves to success. And you know what? That's actually really easy to do. It takes some specific tools. It takes some specific experience. But anyone could do it. Anyone listening on this call can stop pushing themselves onto others and start pulling them in with specific tools. And that's one of the things we teach all our clients around the world in these 26 different countries. And we do seminars. We do north of over 50 seminars a year. We travel around the world 3-4 times every year teaching these concepts of how to pull people to you, how to magnetize yourself to people, and how to magnetize yourself to success. So that as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you have people coming to you rather than you chase them. And when that shift happens, it changes everything. It changes everything because you don't have to chase after people. They're chasing you. They're banging down your door to do business with you. And just imagine that feeling. If you can have people knocking at your door wanting to do business with you every day versus you trolling for leads, hoping that you're going to get out there and push your product onto someone. It's a real game changer. So you need to learn how to attract people to you rather than push yourself onto them. That's the trick.
Tell me, what is the number one key ingredient any entrepreneur needs to succeed in promoting and living their passion? I'm sure the listeners are sitting on the edge of their seats listening, waiting for that answer.
Absolutely. One of the things that I am very, very passionate about is intensity. You see, a lot of people, I don't feel they bring any type of energy or intensity. They say they want it, but they really don't. They say they want success, but they really don't. They're not doing what they need to do in order to have that success. If success is more important than breathing, if it's more important than eating, if it's more important than sleeping, you'll have the success. But if sleeping is more important than success, then you won't have it. You'll get sleep instead. See, on a regular basis, we work around the clock. We fly on planes around the world. We do whatever it takes, go days without sleep when flying, you know, to Australia, which take 2 days to get there, but we do it because we're serving a purpose, and we do it because we know why we're doing it. And we bring a certain intensity, and I've learned this over the years, and I'm, like I said, I started out just as a regular guy, and I'm still the same guy I was then, and I've just learned from mentors, and I've learned that I can model, and that's the real trick, is modeling. You see, you want to bring a certain intensity, and you want to find someone who's done and who has, by their demonstrable results, they have the result that you want. And if they can demonstrate that they have the result that you want, you can model their success and have the exact same success they have, but in half the time. You see, if you compare me and my position, not only financial, but my position as a whole, in terms of, and if we just consider financials for a second, if you consider my position compared to my current mentor, where he was at my age, I'm miles ahead of him simply because I've learned from his mistakes. And if you look at him and his mentor, if you compare his financial position, so my mentor is 54 years old. If you compare his financial position to his mentor at 54, he's miles ahead of his mentor. And I'm miles ahead of my mentor simply because I've modeled their success, I've modeled their behavior, and I'm getting the exact same results he has gotten over the last 25 years, but it's happening at twice the rate of speed. And that's really critical for people who are listening because everyone thinks they have to reinvent the wheel. Everyone thinks they got to do this on their own. It's actually quite the opposite. There are people out there who have the results that you want, and you can get the same results as them, but do it twice as fast if you model their success. But you have to bring the intensity, and that's really key. I talk about that in my book, Messy Manager, who people listening to this can get a free copy. I'll give all the listeners a free copy. Just go to messymanager.com. That's messymanager.com. And you will see there you can get a copy of my book. So go ahead and get a copy. I talk about intensity, and I also did a podcast on a playoff intensity. And I think if you Google, JG playoff intensity, it'll come up on the first page of Google there at my website, jgfmarketing.com. So just Google JG playoff intensity, and you're going to see how I talk about how intensity is a key part of modeling and a key part of success and getting to this point where life is phenomenal and you could do more, have more, and be more. And that's really critical.
So, Jean, how can everyone listening find out about how you can help them double their sales and triple their profits?
Well, thanks for that question. That's very good. One of the things that I've done over the last decade, like I said, I've built and sold 6 companies. I've worked with over 78 industries and now travel 3-4 times around the world, around the globe every single year, talking to people in 26 different countries that are in our programs. What I've done over the last decade is I've taken all that experience and I've condensed it into a book I call Messy Manager, which is 11.75 principles to double your sales and triple your profits. And that is really that book, and I've gotten raving reviews from all around the world. It's sold in all those different countries. And one of the things that people keep telling me is this is a real freedom formula. This is a formula to build a business from nothing, right from scratch. Because remember, that's where my experience comes from. I'm an entrepreneur. I built and sold companies, and that's so I took that process of building and selling. How do you build and sell a company? How do you build a company so that it provides you the freedom to control your time and the freedom to control your money? And I put that formula in the book. So in terms of people doubling their sales and tripling their profits, the first step is get a copy of my book and make sure that you learn those systems, learn those processes, read the book. And throughout the book, I have my contact information in there. I'd be happy to have a conversation with anyone who thinks that their business, wants to go to the next level, especially if you want to build something big. Then definitely give me a call. But first step is get that book. Go to messymanager.com. That's messymanager.com, and you'll see that you can get a copy of the book.
In conclusion, in less than 60 seconds and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Well, my advice is quite simple. I can give it to you in 7 words. Find a mentor and do what they say. Modeling is the fastest path to cash. It's the fastest path to success. Find a mentor who has what you want, whatever that is. I don't care if it's health, wealth, relationship, travel, lifestyle, whatever you want out of life, whatever that goal is, find someone who has it and model them. And you can model them in person. Proximity is power, so the closer you can get to that model, the better it is. But find a mentor and do what he or she says. And this is important. Remember to do what he or she says. Do is the most important part. Don't just learn. Don't just listen. But do. Move your feet. Take action. And keep moving towards your dream. Keep moving towards. And because success is a journey. It's not a destination. And you will get there.
Super information. He is Jean-G Francoeur. He is the author of Messy Manager, 11.75 principles to 2 times your sales and 3 times your profits. JG was featured on the Success Today TV show and the Today Show and has written hundreds of articles for international business publications. He is best known for his ability to simplify marketing strategies that can double your sales and triple your profits. And the website of reference is Messy Manager. Jean-G, thank you so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the interview. This has been fantastic. You got a great network here.
The pleasure has been ours, Jean. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on EPN.
This is the ePodcast Network.